Do you think about making dynasty trades even while watching football games?
Are you thinking of player values when you should be thinking of family values? Then you may have a trading problem.
Don't worry, you're not alone. I am Dynasty Outhouse and I have a trading problem.
And I'm Brian Haar and I also have a trading problem.
Join us for the Trade Addicts podcast where you can be with like-minded people and talk about everything in the NFL in the context of dynasty trade values.
News and notes, make amends, keep trade buys, all these things we will cover every week.
And don't forget Trade Addicts trades.
So when you're done listening to this fine DLF family podcast, please tune in to the Trade Addicts podcast.
Thank you and enjoy your podcast.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round. For AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Welcome back to another episode of Dynasty Game Night. I am not your host this week, Matt Price. We have John Bosch with us and the actual host of this episode, Katie Flower from UTH. We'll say hi to John first. How are you doing, man?
Oh, I'm excited. We get to do another Matt versus John. These are going to become my favorite episodes, especially if you want to edit them in the future again. Like, I can't wait for tonight. All I have to do is play. This is awesome.
Yeah, we're definitely excited. We got a new host, a new set of games that we have not played before. So I'm just going to do it right now. Hand it over to our guest host, Katie Flower. She's going to guide us through this episode where I defeat John once again.
Yeah, of course.
You know, for some reason, I've had Under the Boardwalk running through my head all day today. And I don't know if it's because I'm excited for this podcast, but yes, I believe that it is. I'm very happy to be here. I love games. I am the host of Under the Helmet Jeopardy. We've had an annual episode for 4 years in a row. And so if you haven't listened to that, I'm going to retweet that tomorrow, just so that if you missed it, you can go back and re-listen to at least the last one. But I am at FF_Skyler399 on Twitter. I write for UTHDynasty.com. I'm also on the regular show every other week and premium podcast every other week. So I'm very avid Dynasty Fantasy Football. I'm in 42 different leagues. I'm in a couple of John's charity events that help raise money for Fantasy Cares, and just wonderful job, John. I'm really happy to be able to help bring in some players and people to help support that. That's a great cause, and just excited to be here tonight.
We're excited to have you.
Yeah,
starting us off, Katie.
Yeah, I'll let you know. We've got three games going, and since John lost the last time, I'm going to let him choose the first game. We've got the name game, which you're familiar with.
Gee, I wonder which one he's going to pick.
And I did not do any poetic license on this one. It is a theme. It is a themed name game. I also have ADP Texas Hold'em and another game, a brand new game called Knockout. Which, when you're ready, we can explain the rules on that. But you go ahead and pick which game you want to start with first, John.
Oh, Matt nailed it. We got to start name game.
Let's start off with the name game.
That's a fun one.
Well, what we're going to do is we're going to do a best of five. So the first person of 5 points will win. And the theme, the category is the United States. So I'm going to give you the clues. I'm going to give you the state capital, and then I'm going to tell you the position and the conference that the player is in, and you got to tell me, you're going to obviously start with the United States and then end with the player. So are you guys ready?
So it's going to be a state capital and a player.
No, I'm going to give you the state capital. It's going to be a state and a player.
State and a player. Okay.
I have not reviewed my capitals in a very long.
You're about to die because I killed AP geography in high school.
All right.
Soccer, so you guys, Matt memorized that list. You probably still remember the song that you sang to memorize them.
So you guys are going to buzz in just by saying your name. And like I said, the first person of five will win this. If you're ready, here we go. Nashville, and NFC South running back.
John Bosch.
Go ahead, John.
Tennessee J. Anderson.
Correct.
Ooh, nice.
Nice job. John takes a 1-0 commanding lead. The next one is Annapolis and AFC South quarterback.
John Bosch.
Matt.
You said AFC South, right? Landry Luck.
That's correct. Landry Luck. And John is up 2-0, just like that. Boom. All right, next one. Frankfurt and AFC South wide receiver. And if you need a clue, if we get to where you need a clue of the team, let me know.
John.
What, John?
Kentucky Kikuti.
That's correct.
I love that one. That's a good answer.
John is up 3-0.
Wait a minute. Kentucky Kikuti.
These are very straightforward. Matt, does your headset work? Mic check. Just check.
I'm getting crushed. It's true, man. I'm not used to the speed round version of this game.
All right, the next one, Jefferson City and NFC East backup tight end. I hear nothing but the sound of silence.
I know.
There's lots of silence in this game.
No, not yet.
Oh, I feel like I should be able to get this.
Matt, John's kicking your butt. Come on.
I know.
The backup.
I may have had a few too many beverages this evening.
Oh, sure.
I'm ready for the team.
Dallas. Anybody?
I'm trying to think who their tight ends are. Even
they got a shit ton of them.
They do.
Right. I must have the state right.
3-2-1. We'll go with Missouri Go Gathers.
Go Gathers.
So
I did have the state, but dang it.
I was stuck on E, not re, for some reason.
It's a syllable, so it's...
No, it's totally...
I like it.
Totally.
All right, so the next one. It's still 3-0. Salt Lake City, NFC West running back. I feel like this one should have been...
Oh, my God. Yeah.
If you know the state, you got to know the...
I do.
Okay, well, come on.
I don't know why this is so hard.
Why can't I put them together? NFC West, you said, right?
I did.
Oh, Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Because you said no paediatric license. I was going to say Utah Fred Morris. Like freaking John Bosch over there.
No. Yeah. John, you want to give it a shot?
Give me the team. Let's get the team here.
Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
Oh, geez. That is easy. Okay, John.
Now I feel really good.
John.
You, Todd Gurley. Geez.
There you go.
God, that was horrible. Oh, geez, my God.
I wasn't thinking of the obvious one.
I quit. I've lost it. It's over. It's over.
This is not an obscure player, guys.
No, it's really not.
I'm trying to think of the San Francisco and the Seattle running backs, and I'm like, God, this is terrible.
All right, so John's player. Up. John's up 4-0. The first person to 5
I'm getting swept.
Well, you can Let's reverse that curse. All right. Trenton and NFC East running back.
NFC East? John.
Go ahead, John.
New Jersey, Keo Elliott.
That's correct.
That's correct.
Nice.
All right. All right. Well, I quit.
John wins round one, game one. Do you want a few of the other ones just for the fun of it?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right,
can't wait to name game clues.
All right, Columbus and NFC East wide receiver.
Ohio BJ. Wait, what was the division? You said NFC East. Right?
NFC East wide receiver.
Ohio
Odell Beckham Jr. Yep. Jackson and NFC West wide receiver. Mississippi Pierre Garçon.
Oh, Mississippi Pierre Garçon. Oh, wow, that's a good one. That would have been tough.
All right, Santa Fe and NFC East wide receiver.
East New Mexico. You could do New Mexico Del Beckham Jr. again, but
no, it's.
I'm sure it's not that. It's got to be something with a co sound.
So New Mexico Cole Beasley.
Cole Beasley, good.
Providence and AFC North quarterback.
Rhode Island.
Andy Dalton.
There you go. Rhode Island D. Dalton. Bismarck and AFC East quarterback. North Dakota Brady.
Yeah.
Nice.
Atlanta and AFC South tight end. This one flows off the tongue.
George. You said tight end?
Yes. He's active. He's not on
George
IR.
Justin Hooper? No, that's a poetic
nope.
one.
No. Nope. Georgiana Smith. Georgiana Smith.
Yeah. Nice. Those are good.
Thanks. There were a couple others, but that's good. We'll move on to the next game. John wins in a crushing defeat of Matt.
Disgusting.
Well, so now, Matt, the pressure's on. But, Matt, you get to choose the next game, either ADP Texas Hold'em or Knockout.
I'm going to do ADP Texas Hold'em because I think I'm better at ADP and Poker
than
John.
And you're 100%, you're 100% better at ADP.
Saying that, I'm probably about to be destroyed.
We could have a discussion. ADP, I will give it to you. You are 100% better.
So this is Texas ADP Hold'em. The quarterbacks are hearts. The running backs represent spades. Wide receivers are diamonds. And tight ends are clubs. Each player has been given two hole cards that they don't, the opponent does not know, and you, the audience, don't know yet. They're going to try to make their best Texas Hold'em five card hand that they can get. So they're going to try to steer when I give them a name of a player. They're going to try to steer the ADP. They're going to try to guess as close as they can to the card that they're trying to get. So if they're trying to get three sevens, if they've got a pair of pocket sevens, for example, they're going to try to get seven ADP away from the name of the player that I give. And each player is going to alternate. There are five community cards that they can use to try to, with their two, they're going to just, their best five cards, whether it's one or two in the hole, plus three on the board or whatever, the best poker hand they can get. So Perfect. We're going to start with Matt. Matt, which suit would you like to go with?
I would like clubs, Katie.
All right. So tight ends are clubs. And the first one is OJ Howard.
Okay. And I want, if I'm aiming for a particular rank of card, I'm trying to get that number away
yes.
from OJ Howard and ADP.
Correct.
So I'm not trying to get his specific ADP. I'm trying to guess.
Right. You're trying to guess however many away from, whether Got either it. High or low of OJ Howard from the September DLF ADP. And you could be helping your opponent right now. You don't know. So you want to guess within 13 or you don't get a card. So you've got to at least guess within 13 one way or the other to get a card.
All right, so my tight end is OJ Howard, and I don't want to get exactly his ADP. I want to get this number, which I'm not going to tell John. I'm going to say Jack Doyle.
All right, so that is 10 away, so that would be the 10 of clubs, but I have to modify and make that 9. That's the 9 of clubs.
Okay.
All right. So 9 of clubs is now a community card, and John, it's your turn.
So Matt's sitting on the 10 of clubs.
You're not supposed to know that, John.
Sorry. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, wait to nail the number,
no.
Matt.
No, that's
Maybe
okay.
Maybe you shouldn't have nailed the number and opened up a straight and flush option for yourself. All right, so do I get another player or do I use the same player and try?
You're going to use what cat? Do you want hearts, spades, diamonds, or clubs? It's up to you. No, you're using a different player. You're going to.
Okay, gotcha. Let's stick with clubs. I'm okay with that.
You're okay with clubs.
With
okay.
Clubs. Yeah.
So Kyle Rudolph.
Uh-oh.
Hmm. This is from September.
Yes.
Okay.
And these are Dynasty, obviously, Dynasty ADP.
And the 9 of Clubs is now a community card, correct?
Yes, the 9 of Clubs is a community card.
Okay, got it.
All right, so Kyle Rudolph... Let's go.
And I'm not going to talk out loud next time.
let's go Evan Ingram.
Okay. That is the 6 of clubs.
Huh. Interesting.
So we've got the 9 of clubs.
It keeps it going for both of us, Matt.
Maybe, maybe not. We don't know.
The problem is you're going to be higher than I am. Damn it.
We've got the nine of clubs and we've got the six of clubs. And it's now Matt's turn.
Huh. This is fun.
This is interesting. Do you keep going for clubs?
Yeah. I think I might. I'm going to go to clubs again. Yeah, I'm going to go tight end.
Okay, so the next one is Eric Ebron or Ebron.
I'm going to say Jordan Reed.
That is the seven of clubs.
All right. This is getting too close.
We've got the nine of clubs, the six of clubs, and the seven of clubs. And John, it's your turn to choose.
I'm good being done with clubs for now. So let's go to spades.
Spades, which is running backs. Joe Mixon.
Okay. September, Joe Mixon. Let's go Dalvin Cook.
Okay. That is the six of spades.
Ah, dang it.
So there are two sixes on the board. If anybody's got a six in the hole, they've got three of a kind. We won't know until the end. We've got one community card left to go. Matt, which rank suit file would you like to go?
Let's go to hearts.
Let's go hearts. All right. So quarterbacks are hearts, and we're going to go with Jameis Winston.
Oh, geez. That's probably different than it is today.
Probably so. Yeah, a lot can happen in a month.
Well, I don't really want it to be high. So
you want it to be eight. You want it to be eight away, Matt, is what you want.
Wait, so eight away would be an eight?
Yes.
Eight away would be an eight, yeah.
And that would
give you one away would
be an ace, right?
Yes.
What is right on?
Right on is an ace because you can't be right on because right on is yeah. If you say Jameis Winston, you're never going to be right on.
All right. I'm going to say Lamar Jackson.
All right. Ooh, so
that might be good.
That is the four of hearts.
Ah.
Okay.
So close. This is a fun game. I can play
you just got crushed, by the way, John.
Yeah. So let me reveal. All right. So John had the King of Diamonds and the Five of Clubs, which means that he ends up.
King High. I got garbage.
You've got a King High pair.
Did Matt have two clubs in his hand?
He had a 10 of clubs and eight of clubs. So he's got a straight flush. He had a straight flush, John. So you basically got killed. So now both y'all.
Sure enough.
So now it's 1-1 and we've got a grudge match, which is perfect for this game called Knockout. All right. So this next game is called Knockout. It's a brand new game I created. It's based on the Ralph Edwards production from 1977. It ran for 2 years on television. They didn't do anything about football. Mine is about football. I'm going to give you four names of four football players. You can write them down. And one of them doesn't fit. One of them doesn't belong. You've got to guess who doesn't belong. The first person to guess correctly on the first try of who doesn't belong, you get two letters. You're trying to spell the word knockout. And you can go over. You don't have to get it exactly on the nose. If you guess on the second try, if one person guesses a person and they're wrong, the other person gets one chance to pick the odd man out. And if they can, they get one letter. And if not, then we just move on to the next one. And I'll tell you what that was. Once you guess the player, then you get the first right to choose whether you're going to name the category of the other three and what makes them similar. Or you can pass it to the other person and make them guess it. But they get three letters if they're right. If they're wrong, then the original person gets the three letters without even having to guess it.
Oh,
clues cost you one letter, and you can get a clue for the category, but not for the odd man out. You can get a clue just for the category, not for the odd man out. Everybody understand? Kind of, sort
yep.
of?
Yep.
And so we're going back to John with, well, actually, no, whoever buzzes in. I'm going to give you the names of the four players in the first category. Whoever buzzes in first tells me the odd man out. Okay. Are you ready?
Yep.
Fire away.
You can, and jot these down if you want to, because it's easier and I don't have to repeat them. Yep. All right. Saquon Barkley, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, and Todd Gurley.
John.
Go ahead, John.
Saquon.
Incorrect. Hmm. Matt, you get a try.
Okay. DJ, Zeke, and Gurley are left. The odd man out is DJ.
Correct. And you get the first choice. Do you want to name the category or do you want John to?
Oh,
you get
man.
2 points if you can guess it right now, or he gets three if you pass it to him. If he can't guess it, you get the three. So.
Oh, wow.
Does it have the category has to be exact?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. I mean, then I'm going to pass it to John.
All right. So, John, what is the category? David Johnson is the odd man out. Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott, and Todd Gurley have something in common. And if you want, you can get a clue for one letter.
Yeah, I'll take a clue right off the bat.
It's got something to do with rookies.
He doesn't have any letters yet, though.
It doesn't matter. He can. He
It'll
can
be minus
still...
one letter.
Okay. Yeah. So rookies is the hint.
They were all the highest drafted rookie running back in their class.
Yes, they were all former 101 rookie picks.
Nice work,
so,
John.
So you get two one. Instead of three.
All right.
And okay. John and Matt, you've got one for naming David Johnson. So it's now John has the K and the N, and Matt, you've got the K. And we're going to play a best of three series on this. So the next one is Isaiah Crowell, LeGarrette Blount, Doug Baldwin, and Alfred Morris.
Jeez.
Who's the odd man out?
Isaiah Crowell, LeGarrette Blount, Doug Baldwin, Alfred Morris. Matt, John. Doug Baldwin.
Matt, you were first.
Matt was first, and Doug Baldwin is incorrect. So, John, you've got a 1 in 3 chance.
LeGarrette Blount.
That's incorrect.
I have no idea why.
But... So, I'm going to tell you the name of the person that's the odd man out, and then whoever buzzes in first can guess the category. Are you ready?
Yep.
The odd man out is Alfred Morris. Anybody?
I have no idea what puts these.
I don't have any idea either, actually.
It can cost you one letter if you want a clue. If you want to buzz in and you want to give up a letter to get a clue, you can.
Well, but if I give up a letter, then he gets the clue too. So I'm not going to give him any bonus
right.
points.
Right, but you still get the first chance to get the category. He wouldn't get the chance to get the category.
I'll take the clue. I don't care.
All right, so John is getting the clue. It's NFL draft is the clue. Alfred Morris is the odd man out. Isaiah Crowell, LeGarrette Blount, Doug Baldwin.
Was Alfred Morris undrafted?
That's incorrect.
Okay.
That's the only so you lost a letter, John. You're back to the K, and Matt, you're at your
I lose
K.
A letter.
Yeah, because you had a clue. I gave you the clue.
Okay. I wasn't just playing for less points. Okay. I got it. That was a mistake.
So now it's still tied K to K. The answer is that Isaiah Crowell, LeGarrette Blount, and Doug Baldwin were all undrafted in the NFL.
Yeah.
The other three were all undrafted.
Alfred Morris was a 6th-round pick.
Yeah. Come on, John. Okay.
All right.
Matt, you know I don't know history.
All right, next one.
History makes no difference in current values.
The next one, are you ready, guys?
Yes.
Yep, go
All
ahead.
Right. Cooper Kupp, Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes, and Zay Jones.
I'm going to need that again a little slower.
Cooper Kupp, Christian McCaffrey, Patrick Mahomes, Zay Jones. When you think you know who's the odd man out, buzz in.
I'm going to Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'm going to say the odd man out is Christian McCaffrey.
That's incorrect. So, right. John, you get a 1 in 3 chance to get the odd man out.
I'll guess Cooper Kupp.
That is incorrect. So now...
You can give me a 1 in 2 shot, and I'm pretty sure I'll guess wrong most of the time.
I'm going to tell you the name of the odd man out, and if you whoever wants to buzz in for the category can... you would get 2 points if you get the category, or you could get a clue and get 1 point. But if you don't, But if you don't get it, you're going to minus yourself a point. So the odd man out is Patrick Mahomes. Do you want to give it a shot, or do you want a clue, or?
So how?
If you take a clue, you both have K. You both have one letter. So if you take a clue,
and I don't get it, I lose my K.
Right, and you don't get it, then you would go back down to the.
All right, whatever. I'll take it. Sure.
All right. So the clue is bloodlines.
They all three had family members that played in the NFL.
Be more specific.
They all three had, oh my God.
Who was the odd man out?
The odd man out is Patrick Mahomes.
Okay.
They all had fathers that played wide receiver. Or
you don't have to be that specific. You don't have to be as specific as a position, but just, you nailed it. The father played in the NFL. Okay. That's Cooper Kupp's
father played in the NFL.
Yes, and his grandfather, in fact, too.
Wow. Did not.
So I have KN.
You got two. Yeah, you got KN because you got two minus one. So you are now up 2-1. And if we need to, we can only play one round. We'll see how hard this is. I didn't think these were super hard, but apparently you guys do. So
I agree with you. I won't get any of these. I won't know the connection between any players.
And you greatly underestimated the level of inebriation that John and I play this game with.
Well, and I'm inebriated too.
Drinking water, but I can promise you I won't know the connection.
Come on, John.
Oh, come on.
Let's do it.
Change their values to me, Matt.
The next one. Kristen Michael, Mike Evans, Ricky Seals-Jones, and Christian Kirk.
I'll tell you my strategy for this game. Hopefully,
I know you're going to let me fail. That's your strategy. Exactly.
Matt goes first, and hopefully I get a 1-in-3 shot. If I ever get one of them right, it gets me 2 points, and then I can force Matt to try and go for the category.
No, because if he guesses one and it's 1-in-3, you only get 1 point.
Okay, then I have a chance.
But you still, it's still,
and
then yeah.
I can force Matt to go for the category.
There you go. Yeah, you can.
It is 100% how I will play the rest of it. There I have no idea.
There is strategery in this game.
I have zero idea. Like not even like an
You don't even want to guess for a 1-in-4 shot to get 2 points?
I do, but I want John to guess first. So I get a 1-in-3 since I have neither of us.
Stop being wusses. Somebody man up.
Neither of us will go first. We know the odds.
Oh, geez.
Go for it, Matt.
Kristen Michael, just because he's Kristen Michael.
Incorrect.
All right.
That's what.
So now you got a 1-in-3 chance, John Bosch.
Mike Evans.
Incorrect. Man. I vetted these and everything.
You can literally say heads or tails, and I'll get it wrong almost every time. I'm not joking.
All right, who is it?
So this one, I am going to give a free clue.
Good idea.
I'm going to tell you the name of the player that is the odd man out. I'm going to give you a free clue, and then whoever gets it, buzz in quickly. Okay. All right? So the odd man out is Christian Kirk, and the clue is college quarterback.
See, I don't even know where C-Mike is.
I have a guess, but I don't think it's right, and it might make me sound bad.
Go for it. Come on, Matt. Liven it up.
I know that two of them fit the category, so They all three played with white quarterbacks.
No, that's not correct. You got to be more specific than that. John, do you want a shot at? Well, no, you don't get a shot at it. So they all played at Texas A&M with Johnny Manziel.
Oh, and
Christian Kirk also went to Texas A&M, but he never played with Johnny Manziel.
Right, no idea. That's Christian why I got thrown off. I knew that the others two did, and I was like, but the third one doesn't. So,
but yes, but that's the thing. Once you've eliminated the odd man out, you know the other three. And I said it was college quarterback. Anyway, if you don't take the clues, that's fine. I get it.
Hey, right. Listen, when you play this game, Katie,
it's a lot harder. No. All right. Well, so from now on, I guess I'll give you the clue.
No, don't. Just
do you, all right. Yeah, we'll keep going the way we're going. All right.
I like it without the clue
all right,
first.
All right. We'll keep going. So the four: Devontae Adams, Golden Tate, James Washington, Russell Wilson. And I know it's hard to think on the spot, especially when it could be just about anything.
I'll take a shot and say Davante Adams.
That's incorrect.
That was
so you get a 1-3. Matt, you get a 1-3 shot for
you know
1 point.
Get it.
I'll say.
Even with the 1-3 shot so far, none of y'all have gotten it.
I'm telling you, I'm not a lucky person, Katie. I know this about myself.
Golden Tate.
That is correct. All right. So now, Matt, you've got the option to either guess the category yourself and you could get a clue for 1 point, and that would give you 2 points if you're correct, or and minus one if you get a clue, or you can give it to John and he can get 3 letters if he gets it correct. If he gets wrong, then you get 3.
Or
he can get he can get a clue and get it for 2.
I'm gonna take a clue.
You're going to take a clue and you're going to try to guess it. All right. Yeah. So this is non-football related. It's related to their names.
Oh, they're all presidents.
Correct.
Our names are all presidents.
Yeah. So Adams, Washington, and Wilson. That is correct. So you got 2 points.
You're at
knock. And John, you're at k. And here's
knock
the next.
With a K or just with a C?
No, with all the way to the K. You're all the way to the K. So you got 3 letters left to win the first round.
The first round.
Yeah, we're playing best of three.
Let's go back to poker.
Go back to poker. All right, so the next 4 players, and please write these down as I go.
Okay.
Jerick McKinnon.
Okay.
Julian Edelman. Terrell Pryor. Randall Cobb. Whoever wants to buzz in for the odd man out, let me know.
August Cobb.
Okay, that's incorrect. And so, Matt, you get a 1-3 chance.
Oh gosh.
You want to guess the odd man out?
I will guess the odd man out is Terrell Pryor.
That's incorrect. So I'm gonna go ahead and give the odd man out and a clue. Okay. All right. And whoever wants to buzz in for the category. So the odd man out, Jerick McKinnon, and it's about position related.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
They all 3 play wide receiver?
That's incorrect.
They've all thrown for touchdown passes.
They all started off at quarterback in college and converted to wide receiver. So it's a little, you were close, but I can't give you any points for that. But
no, that's all right. I'm okay with no points.
Yep.
We know.
So next one.
This game has been decided.
Nick Chubb, Mike Evans, Tyler Lockett, Ryan Fitzpatrick. Who's the odd man out whenever you want to ready buzz in?
I'm gonna start listening to what I said I was gonna follow as strategy here, Matt. So you can start guessing first.
I'll
for
say
a
Nick
long.
Chubb.
It is not Nick Chubb.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It is not Ryan Fitzpatrick. So I'm gonna give a clue and I'm gonna give the name of the odd man out. The odd man out is Tyler Lockett, and the clue is IDP.
IDP? I don't play.
So Lockett's the only one that plays special teams? I have no idea.
No, it's the other 3 have something in common. So you can either
buzz
in and guess or not guess.
Matt, do you want to?
IDP. IDP.
IDP. They all formerly played defensive back.
No. They all have last names the same as a rookie IDP. Bradley Chubb, Rashad Evans, and Mika Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
what?
There was no way we were eating.
I have heard of them,
but I would have not have known.
No.
Yeah, there was no
we should
way.
Probably
I thought
should
it would be pretty obvious once. I thought it would be pretty obvious once I said who was an odd man out, but that's all right.
I played IDP for, I think, 2 years, like a decade ago.
We may only have to play 1 round.
Yeah, I think we should play 1 round.
I think 1 round on this game is for sure.
That's fine. All right, so the next 4. Baker Mayfield, Anthony Miller, Amari Cooper, Calvin Ridley.
John, Amari Cooper.
Go ahead, John. That's incorrect.
Okay.
He's so confident too.
He's the only non-rookie. So I was like, hell, that's at least a batter.
You're right.
And I did throw in players to make it look like that might be, but that's not correct.
Obviously. We are.
Right. So Matt, you get it.
I'm gonna say we've seen this show before. I'm gonna say Anthony Miller.
That's incorrect. All right. So I'm gonna give you the clue, and I'm gonna give you who is the odd man out. The odd man out is Calvin Ridley.
Okay.
And it's non-football related for the category. When I was vetting this, Chad Parsons got this one like boom.
Oh my God.
Just FYI.
I can't think like Chad. He likes orange and yellow Starburst over the red.
Well, so do I. I like maybe it's the orange yellow Starburst brain. I don't know.
Miller and Baker.
They all end in ER with their last name.
Let's see. Non-football.
It's non-football.
They all have. Oh wait, I have to decide if I want to guess or not.
Well, no, you got to buzz in to guess because this is a free for all at this point. I've already given a clue. So you're
can
not
I still lose
yourself.
A point? Okay,
no.
Then Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
I'll say, oh my gosh, I just had it and now I lost it. They all three, this isn't right. Never mind. I was going to say they all three played for SEC teams and they did not.
I said it's non-football related.
Oh, you said, and you said it. I'm a really good listener, Katie. I don't know if you realize that. I don't know if you knew that, but I'm really good at listening.
So non-football means not even college, nothing. It's just not even football.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the president one. It's something to do with the freaking names.
I know what I was going to say now. I know it doesn't count, but John, you should guess.
Go ahead, John, guess if you want to guess.
Three have charities?
No, they're all professions. A Baker, a Miller, and a Cooper. They're all
what's
professions.
What's a Cooper? I honestly was thinking that with a Baker and a Miller, but what's a Cooper?
Yeah, a Cooper makes barrels.
Okay. Never heard of that. The Baker and Miller, that I actually was, I actually
well, then you should have. Guess what? There you go.
All right, let's do this. Next one.
Cooper makes barrels?
I never
won. All right, so the next one. Ezekiel Elliott.
Has Matt not won this yet?
He hasn't. He's got three more to go. And you can still win, John. Ezekiel Elliott, Curtis Samuel, Rod Smith, Carlos Hyde.
John.
Go ahead,
Rod
John.
Rod Smith.
Incorrect.
I'm gonna take the sucker answer every time. So much
for the strategy, John. Zeke, Matt, Hyde, you got a 1 and 3.
And Curtis Samuel are the three left.
Right.
Curtis Samuel.
Correct. And so now you get the right to choose between guessing the category and or giving that right to John, and you can still get a clue, which will cost you one letter if you
give it to me, you win the game.
I will take a clue.
All right, so the clue is position, but it also has to do well. You got to be pretty specific.
They all three played multiple positions is not acceptable.
That's not specific enough.
They all three returned kicks.
No, so they all played at Ohio State as running backs. Curtis Samuel's a wide receiver in the NFL. Yeah. So Rod Smith, Carlos Hyde, and Ezekiel Elliott played at Ohio State as running backs and are running backs in the NFL.
That's what
makes Curtis Samuel the odd man out. So you got a point. You're now to Naco, and you got the UT left. That starts UTH, by the way. just saying. All right.
Two more.
So the next four. DeAndre Hopkins. Well, not if John comes back. He can.
Stop it.
DeAndre Hopkins, Mike Williams, Deion Kane, Wayne Gallman.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
The odd man out. Oh, no.
Pick one. You've already buzzed in. You might as well.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Correct.
The other three all played for Clemson.
Well, They all played for Clemson.
They all played wide receiver except Gallman. Well, no. Oh.
Gallman was, yeah.
Gallman's my guess for the odd man out.
No, the odd man out is DeAndre Hopkins. He was correct.
Yeah. Oh,
and
he got it right.
And then he was guessing the category instead of giving it to you. So he was incorrect on the category. Yeah.
Well,
so
he
gets
it
no.
Right, he already won.
Right.
So I just got the 1 point.
You got the 1 point. They all played with Deshaun Watson in college at Clemson, except DeAndre Hopkins, and he's playing with Deshaun Watson now.
Nice.
Okay. Alvin Kamara. Alvin Kamara. Mark Ingram. TJ Yeldon. Derrick Henry.
Matt.
Go ahead, Matt.
Kamara.
Incorrect.
Really?
Really. Okay. So, John, you get a 1 in 3 shot.
Ingram.
Correct. So you now have the KN, and now you've got the right to either guess it yourself for the category for 2 points, or you can have Matt guess it for 3 points. If he gets it wrong, you get the 3 points.
Yeah, I'm going to totally.
And either one of you can get a clue. You're
going to
do what?
All right. So Matt guess for the win.
All right. So Matt, you only need 1 point to win. You might as well take the clue, right?
Yes.
So
I'll take the clue.
College is the clue. But you've got to.
But that's why I thought Kamara was the one. Oh, no, I really don't. They all. But that's not true, is it? They all three played for Tennessee. That's not true.
That's not true.
I know, so that can't be it.
You're wrong then, and that means John gets the 3 points.
But the other three, didn't they all play for Alabama?
All four of them played for Alabama, but the three of
of them transferred.
Kamara, Yeldon, and Henry were in Alabama in 2013. Mark Ingram was not. Kamara transferred. He redshirted as a freshman and then transferred because he wasn't going to get to play. So John gets the 3 points. That. You would what?
Nice. I said I was never getting that. I don't pay attention to freshmen.
They had that on Twitter not long ago. They had the picture of the three of them saying, can you imagine this backfield at Alabama?
Yeah.
So anyway, you're right back in it. You've got knock to the K, and he's got knockout. He needs a T. Matt, you need a T. This is for all the marbles. Whoever wins this wins the whole thing.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right. Antonio Brown, Jordy Nelson, AJ Green, and Stephen Gostkowski. Yeah, I know, right?
Kicker. Okay.
Kickers are people too.
How many? I'm 3 points away, you said?
Right. And so if you guess the odd man out and you guess a category, then you're going
to
win.
Oh, I'm definitely not guessing the category, but I'll take a shot at the odd man out just to play the odds here. I'll go John, and I'm going to guess AJ Green.
Correct.
So now Matt's got to pick the category.
Now, wait a second, though. You can win it on your own.
Nope, without, I don't want to do that. Not interested.
All right.
Matt can pick
the category. Matt, you're back to you can get the free clue because you only need one.
But if I miss, John wins.
And if you miss, then John wins.
I hate you so much, John.
Somehow this has happened.
All right.
That's why I went for it, man.
Such
I had
a wimpy way to win, but all right.
Don't care. Matt, you started.
Okay, so Matt, you want the clue, right? Obviously.
Yeah, I certainly want the clue.
All right, so the clue is college.
Oh, my God.
I have no idea about anything about Gostkowski in college.
Me either, like zero.
I assume kicker in college at some point.
Matt, you're really going to let him win like this?
They all three played for small schools.
Well, that may be the case. That's not the correct answer. The answer is they were walk-ons in college.
I'll play for Division II.
Antonio Brown was a walk-on at Central Michigan. Jordy Nelson was a walk-on at Kansas State. And Gostkowski was a walk-on at Memphis. He actually had a baseball scholarship and chose to walk on to play on the Memphis football team. And whereas AJ Green was a first-round recruit for Georgia. So that was the similarity there. And so, John.
I'll claim victory on the
game. In that category.
On the name game. I'll claim victory on the name game of tonight. And that's the only way I'm going to take the victory.
Oh, come on. You won this one fair and square.
We got to pay another. Now we have to have another guest host on to play the best of three.
There you go. So now it's time.
Whenever you want to come back.
What's that?
Whenever you're ready to come back.
Oh, you tell me. I love this. This was fun. Do you want a couple
Baker
others just for the fun of it?
No.
You don't want to? I guess this game is not a big hit, but
Let's play more poker next time.
If you had Baker in that last category, I think I would have got it. But yeah, I didn't know anything about Gostkowski. But that's awesome.
he was the wild card there for sure.
Yeah, I knew he was the sucker bet in terms of
I knew
of
I wasn't
first,
taking him as the sucker bet. Yeah,
right.
That was
right.
So I felt I had a 1-3 shot, but I knew it gave you a 1-2 shot then, Matt. But
Well, Katie, thank you so much for coming on and hosting so John and I could play each other tonight, no matter how infuriating that last game was for me. but good job. Katie,
I thought it was gonna hit one of y'all right in the wheelhouse, but I'll tweak I'll come up with a new game for the next time.
I think college football is both a very strong weakness for us, for sure. I don't generally start paying attention to rookies until January, just because I don't have time to do stuff during the college football season. My wife lets me do nothing but sit on the couch on Sundays, and if I took Saturdays from her too, that way it would be over. That was really fun, for sure.
I watch more now, but I did not watch college football 3 years ago, probably.
But anyway, Katie, tell everybody where they can find you one more time. And again, thank you so much. I hope you had fun doing this.
Oh, I had a blast. This was great. So I'm at FF_Skylar399 on Twitter. And you can find me on Under the Helmet podcast on iTunes and Stitcher Radio every other week on the main show. And I'm on the premium show every other week. And then also I do write every now and again. It's been a while, but under UTHDynasty.com. To read any articles and things like that.
Awesome. Thanks again, Katie. John, congratulations. You got on the board. You got a victory this season. It's your first for the whole season, isn't it? And it came against me. That doesn't feel great. It feels great for you.
It's definitely, of all the ones to win or not choke at the end of, this was definitely the one to do it.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much for listening. You'll have to stay tuned. I doubt the next episode will be John versus Matt again, but there will
be somewhere down the road, you guys will be up again. And definitely, yes, it's got to be the rubber match, because now, John, you're tied.
Yeah,
that's right. Tied 1-1, baby. So thank you guys so much for listening. Rate, review on iTunes, buy t-shirts. And I forgot to mention this at the top of the show. I meant to. But we are also, of course, presented by DLF and the DLF Family Podcast. And John and I wanted to give a shout out to a couple of guys at Dynasty Outhouse on Twitter. And I think it's at Brian RFF. They are just joined the DLF podcast family with their Trade Addicts podcast. So please check that out if you're looking for some trade advice. Check that show out. And we hope to have them on Play Some Games with us at some point in the near future, too. But everybody, have a good couple of weeks. We'll be back then for another episode of Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night, with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night.
We'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night.
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night.
Guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
With the dummies.
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night. Dynasty Game Night, with Matt Price and John B. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me.
Dynasty Game Night,
we'll be having some fun.
Dynasty Game Night,
Bosh has never won.
Dynasty Game Night,
guessing ADP.
Dynasty Game Night.
Can all this really be free?
Dynasty Game Night.
Game Night.